Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. I was asked yesterday by a dear friend to my heart. He said, Doctor, I was about to do, he said, I'm quoting now his words, how can I know what I'm doing is tashaddud wa ta'assub, or this is part of Islam? Now, he was in a context, was trying to do something. Now, some people around him, they told him this is extremism. You should not do it in this way. Other group, they say this is ta'assub. Okay, fanaticism. You are muta'assub, you are a fanatic, you are an extremist. He said, I'm confused. How can I know that they are the extremists and the fanatists and not me, or it's me who's the extremist or them? How? He's still a young man. The one who asked me this question, a young man, still at the beginning of his way. My answer was just in one simple word. I want to repeat it and to highlight in a few minutes just some kind, so that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help me to be of some help to my respected brothers and sisters. I told him, basically, you can't, unless if you have ilm. Understanding what is fanaticism, what is tashaddud, what is extremism and not, it's not a peanuts. It's not a piece of cake. You go to the supermarket, you buy it, you eat it, you have the ability to distinguish what is fanaticism and what is not. It's not something just you sit and someone look at you and speaks with you for 10 minutes, 15 minutes and that's it, khalas. The problem is finished and you go outside, you have an amazing measurement and you can decide what is no. It's an ongoing process of ilm, up to the moment that we go to the grave. It's endless. It's a process of ilm. That's why, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can conclude, as of the hikmah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first word was revealed in the Quran is what? By the way, the message behind the fact that Allah decided to let the first word, the connection between Allah and the final message to be Iqra, is not something easy. It's Iqra, it's not usjud. And by the way, one of the things that I used to do with my first year class students, you know, in our terminology in Georgia University, we call them Senafer. You know Senafer? Smurfs? Yes, this is the terminology of the world. We call, because you know, they are still young, small, afraid, everything, you know. So sometimes psychologically I do some kind of joke with them so that I want to fix something in their hearts, because still new and they are looking to the professors like they know everything. So I made this kind of psychological joke with them. So imagine about 120 students, all of them first year, first class, you know, first semester, so still all of them, you are afraid. I said, okay, I want to test your knowledge. I want to see how many of you really, you have a good knowledge about Islam. I said, tell me, what is the first word that was revealed? Was it usjud or u'bud? Which one of them? Did they stop? They start looking at themselves as if there's another Quran, you know? Because the way that I put it, I say, tell me what is the first. Is it usjud or u'bud? So I do not give them a third option. I don't ask them what is. I say, is it or... You know, wallahi, some of them say, no, this is another Quran, maybe we don't know it. So yet they have a doubt for a second in their mind. When some of them, they say, it's Iqra, I say, yes, it's Iqra. Even though the ultimate goal of Islam is, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, which is u'bud. Yet the first ayah was Iqra. Because if there is no Iqra, there is no u'bud. There's no ilm. And you know, the hadith that we repeated many times, the one who killed 99, he went to a worshipper, Abid. No result, he killed him. I mean, the worshipper himself caused the death of himself, by his ignorance. قَالْ فَمَدُلَّ عَلَىٰ عَالِمْ. So what's the message? The message, and to be honest with you, it was not my words, not to stay very philosophical and ambiguous, غَامُد, in your minds. I will give you one simple example, just about what I'm talking, because I did answer in this question. I said, look, now when you have ilm, you don't understand this, the ilm, the science of ilm al-rijal. It's very, by the way, علم الرجال, it has no translation in other languages, by the way, because it does not exist in any other culture or religion or sect in the history of the world. It does not exist, علم الرجال. This is very specific. Very specific علم. No one knows it except Muslims on earth. So even you want to translate it, you know, by the way, when you translate something, you need something similar in the other place so that you make the resembling. You translate from two. If it does not exist, what, how can you translate it? The mind does not know it. How to translate it? You can't. Unless you become, you explain the details to tell them about what I'm talking about. علم الحديث, علم الرجال, علم التجريح. Yeah, by the way, even this terminology, it has no translation. In which we, how we receive the narration, the chain of the narrators, for example, okay? And we do tests the validity of persons as for علم الحديث, علم القرآن, علم أصول الفقه, the knowledge of the principles of Islamic jurisprudence. Amazingly, when I study something like that and have a lot of things, then I can understand. I gave him a simple example. I said, look, now, for example, al-niqab, with covering the face. Al-niqab, I mean just covering the face, not the hijab, which is covering the body, which is wajib. Now, al-niqab, if I don't have knowledge and I lived in X country and I have simple, naive personality, maybe the only thing that I will know that this is part of Islam and it is wajib or fard, and that's it. If you have ilm, you will be able to know, because you read that al-niqab, there is a dispute since the time of the Sahaba. Ibn Abbas and Ibn Mas'ud themselves, they don't agree on whether it's wajib or not. It's not me and you. It's not Sheikh, ex-Sheikh in Azhar now and other Sheikh and so. No. From the time of the Sahaba, which means if someone decided to take a niqab as wajib, may Allah accept. It is a valid opinion. And if another sister decided not to wear the niqab, she is not fasiqa. She is not outside of the fold of Islam. It's part of Islam and it's acceptable and it is valid. And this is the opinion of some Sahaba. Now, to know this, you need access to the knowledge to understand who said it, where, what does it mean, what is the rules that you want to understand this, depending on what, when I can decide, how can I have these things, I need to study, I need to know. So my simple answer, I'm sorry, it's a little bit philosophical, but because just a few hours ago I was tackling this point, I said maybe it's good to share you with this. I want to enjoy understanding Islam. Enjoy spreading Islam, I need the ilm. It's not just wishful thinking. It's not because I'm good and nice and my heart loves Allah, I can solve my problems and I can enjoy understanding, enjoy spreading. Okay, I can be a good, nice Muslim if I want just to close my door, wait for death. Yes, maybe I need something later. But once if I want really to enjoy understanding and spreading, I must spare some of my time to seek the knowledge. By this, really, you will feel how powerful Islam is. And by the way, sometimes you will do the thing and maybe you do not do the thing while have full trust that you are doing the right thing because you have the knowledge. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yufaqihana wa yu'allimana. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.